The guy that I'm talking about is not just some guy. It's Mayor Guy Alonji of DeCoin. First off, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, too.
Staying out of trouble? Like the new job?
Trying to. Yeah, I love the job. It's a different experience. You know, it's something that I've enjoyed doing, and I hope that the citizens of DeCoin, you know, like the job that we're doing as a, you know, as a council.
Well, see, and the, you touched on it. You literally took the words right out of my mouth. You very often find, I can do that. I can, you know, and yeah. Then you find out it takes a lot of people to get things done. I was actually kid people. I've got a rule in life that rule number four. To have a really good screw up, you need everybody's cooperation.
That's
because
true.
I'm kind of an inherently dark person. But you take that rule and you go, to do anything successful, you need anybody big. You have to have everybody's cooperation too.
Well, you know, I can come up with all the ideas that I can come up with, but you got to have good people, you know, circulated around you. And I've got a good team with my commissioners and staff at the city of DeCoin. You know, they've just been overwhelmingly considerate. And they've, you know, they've been approachable with some of our new ideas, and we're trying to move DeCoin forward.
And I've noticed that in particular lately, and we're going to get to some of this as well. Why is it? Because I've never lived in DeCoin. I've never lived in Perry County, but I have always equated the Alonji name so strongly with DeCoin. Mm-hmm. Is it your dad? You think? I mean, over the years, you think? I mean, I think about Alonji, sure. But I've always equated your family's name very strongly with the city.
You know, the family came into DeCoin in the early 1920s. My grandfather opened up a clothing store and a bar, and when he passed in the mid 50s, my dad and my uncle opened up Alonji's restaurant and opened up the pizza place, and it's kind of been a staple of Southern Illinois. And I think they've done it right. They've they've approached business that you've got to be there and you got to watch the cash register. And people want to see the owners when they walk in, and that's just like being mayor. You know, when they walk into City Hall, they want to talk to the mayor. They don't want to talk to the secretary.
And it's interesting because what you're talking about is meeting people's expectations, and they have them. Something mm-hmm. that I think we're doing better all the time at a lot of different places. People have an expectation. Mm-hmm. When I come to pay the bill, when I come to ask a question, there's somebody that knows the answer, and there's somebody that's ready to take the money so I can go about my day.
Yeah, you know, when people come, they may not get the answer that they need, but they're going to get an honest answer. And if there's something that I can do for them, I'm going to do it. I know that I can't be everything to everybody, but I can be a little bit to everybody. So, you know, in life, you go through and you just try to be honest with people.
You know, when it comes to your name being so, me and a sportscaster by the name of Mike Reese, we used to bet, and I bet a bottle of a DeLonghi salad dressing. That's because it has value to me. I want one. So, well, you sure you don't want to bet? No, I'll just make it DeLonghi salad dressing. Is that good? You buy me a Coke, I'll buy you a bottle of salad dressing. We good? I mean, you have that aspect, but I've always thought your dad, Jerome Mimi,
mm-hmm.
He was an interesting guy. And one of the things that I find interesting about is his willingness to give in the community, his willingness, we're talking about a Perry County guy who wants to make sure John A. Logan College is doing well. Something that you picked up, the value of education. I mean, John A. Logan College named their extension office in DeCoin after your dad.
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, he loved the college. He raised tens of thousands of dollars for the athletic program, and he and athletic director Halstead were real close. John Solom goes back.
Jerry told me a lot about this in the past, especially when it came to the baseball card show.
Yeah, you know, and it was a love for the college, and Dad knew what an education meant to young people around Southern Illinois, and he just went after that.
And I think that's interesting. Are you still on the Illinois Community College Board?
I'm still on the Illinois Community College Board. I've got about three more years, but I think this will be my last stint on it. I've had 3 6-year terms.
Yeah, because up until the last 2 years, didn't know there was an Illinois Community College Board.
Yeah.
But then I watched these reports about money being put in the community college board and then them disseminating to community colleges. And then I'm, you know, not a tough job. Where when everybody's underwater, who do you bail out?
Well,
you bail a little bit of everybody out and yeah. You find out you're really not done that much work. That's got to be a hard call.
Well, it is. But, you know, the state has a base operating system based on credit hours. And most of our community colleges are funded through their credit hours. So. You know, and a lot of our community.
So there's
college,
a formula there.
Oh yeah, there's actually a funding formula for it. You know, some of our community colleges down here in the South are struggling because of enrollment. It's supposed to be a third, third, and a third. It's supposed to be a third to property taxes, a third from the state, a third from tuition. State's not coming up with their third. We're about somewhere about 6 or 7% of what the state base is right now. And that's a trickle down effect to the students because you have to raise property taxes, you have to raise tuition.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, the way you explained it, my first thought is that's the rules for mutual assured destruction, is to have three different ways of getting something done to destroy something. Mm-hmm. But and F. Buckminster Fuller, the three points are much stronger when a triangle. Boy, but when one leg fails, the tripod goes down pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It all runs downhill.
And that's where we find ourselves today. It's interesting, in watching DuCoin, it seems like the people of DuCoin have, I mean, they're giving to Christmas lights, downtown improvements, the theater. You see, I get this sense of a form of revitalization that's going on right now, and it seems to be fueled by people in town giving, whether it's a dollar, a dime, or $1,000.
Well, first we try to build bridges and not barriers. Secondly, we know that good things happen, don't happen by accident. Good people make things happen. And, when we became, when our council came in, we took the initiative to try to raise money for our pool. And Monty Kuhnert from DuCoin stepped up with a swim team and they donated $10,000 right off the bat. Monty donated $10,000 right off the bat. We raised $70,000 of private money and we put some money that we had from a bond issue from the school district. We put some money into that. So, basically we spent about $140,000 on a pool and it hasn't cost us anything. The one thing we found out that there's people out there that want to give. Sometimes you just have to knock on the door. You have to ask them because they want to be asked. They want to be a part of the community. The one thing that you want to do.
That want to be asked thing's interesting, isn't
yeah.
it?
But, the thing is that you want to, I don't care whether somebody donates a dollar, $10, $100, $1,000, or $10,000. All that is equal in their same pocket. So, $10,000 to me may mean the same thing as $1,000 to you. It's that important. So we call out everyone that gives to the city of DuCoin. We did the initiative with the pool. We wanted to do a nativity scene because our downtown's so beautiful at Christmas time. I got on Facebook and I said, hey, we're trying to raise $5,000. In 48 hours, I had $5,000. We're trying to...
really good, by the way.
Yeah. And, we're trying to raise money for Christmas decorations downtown. We've got some decorations that are over 35 years old. They're starting to fall apart. The parts are hard to find. We started out on Facebook and at the city council meeting and drive, we've collected about $14,000. We need $18,000. I think we're in a situation now to where we're going to go ahead and order them because we know the money's going to be there.
Right.
People in DuCoin are just giving people. They've got their community back.
Perry County needs DuCoin. It's the hub for the county.
Well, I think everybody's the hub for the county. You got a county of only 20,000 people, 18 to 20,000 people. Everybody's important, but there is a lot of.
So, how about a commerce hub? Would that be more accurate?
Yeah, probably so. We got the Walmart in Perry County. That's a big thing. Most of our restaurants we got the Walmart in DuCoin. We got a lot of restaurants in DuCoin.
I was shocked about the grocery store though, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. We hope something's in the works, but economic development, you take two steps forward and three steps back sometimes. It's just a tough thing.
Right. I mean, because when I come to DuCoin, it's interesting how I kind of think about it. I mean, it used to, I think, wow, there's the Coke plant, mm-hmm. There's the fairgrounds, man. I can remember, way back, sitting with back when the fairgrounds was privately owned, right? Solly yeah. Jaber and I sitting in the camper going, hey, the beauty contest tonight, we got a concert, right? I mean, that item right there is this blender with money, people coming in, motorcycle, monster trucks, of course, the DuCoin State Fair. Yeah.
And the fair is it's an economic engine not only for DuCoin but for Southern Illinois.
Yeah, regional.
It's a shame that the state is in a situation to where they really can't put a lot of money into it right now. But hopefully the state will get its act together within the next couple of years, and hopefully we can move the state fair forward. You mentioned the Coca-Cola plant. a lot of people don't realize that there's a retired NBA star that has bought the Coca-Cola plant, Duke Coin, Junior Bridgman. We had the pleasure of meeting him about 2 or 3 months ago. He's a good individual, and I think he wants to give to the community.
Good.
So we've sat down, we've talked to him, and we think we got a plan moving forward with him.
Recreational center, or
I don't know. You know, we're
still talking.
Yeah, we're still
okay.
talking.
Well, then, next time you and I get together, maybe we'll know more.
But I can tell you, Coca-Cola's in the entertainment business.
Yes.
And he likes entertainment. And we've talked about a few things. So, hopefully within the next couple, 2-3 years, we can put something together.
All right. Well, we talked about the pool a couple of moments ago. Did you have was the grand opening last weekend?
Grand opening was last weekend. We had Fenton Custom Collision. He's a big barbecue guy in Duke Coin. He supplied all the food.
We just did a live broadcast with one of our other stations with him last week.
Yeah, we had about 450, 500 people came out. We ran out of hot dogs, ran out of barbecue, ran out of soft drinks.
Good
night. It was 74 degrees, and the kids got in the pool. I don't know how they stood it, but they did.
Yeah.
But kids are resilient. But everybody had a good time.
Tennis court, too.
Tennis courts, yeah. We spent about $23,000 on our tennis courts. We're going to spend about $4,000 on a new basketball court inside the park. We're giving back to the community through our parks and recreations. We just hope that people respect them and they don't tear them up.
And they don't tear them up. I noticed you put an appeal out to wear your tennis shoes, don't wear your cowboy boots out there,
yeah.
Guys. When it comes to this, have we kind of gotten the point, Mayor Longy, that communities like Duke Coin, Marion, Carbondale, whatever community is, that the current state of the state financially has made us look inward and become more self-reliant?
Yeah, I think so. We are doing our fiscal planning by restricted funds. We're trying to put money aside each year for different projects. We get a $39,000 payment from the school district because we helped them float some bonds for a new high school years ago. And the backside of that was the city of Duke Coin was going to get $525,000 worth of that money. So what we're trying to do now, we're trying to put $25,000 of that away into a restricted fund each year for our parks and recreations. And we're trying to build an endowment to where we have a corpus of like $200,000. And that money will always be there.
Rainy day fund?
I think it's
really
rainy day fund. But you have to have money set aside for just general maintenance operation. Cities have a thought process of building something, they never maintain it. I like preventative maintenance. If you build something, you got to maintain it every year. You put $250,000 into a project, you may have to put $3,000 or $4,000 into it every year to keep it up. That way, at the end of the 10 years, you don't have to turn around and spend the $250,000 again.
Right. A lesson that the state of Illinois has taught us, if you're watching.
Yeah.
So, what's the future like? I mean, when we take a look at the budget, and that throws a long shadow because we send money and we don't know whether we're going to get it back, and budget shortages and education and school funding and state fair. Matter of fact, Tribetta is going to be with me tomorrow morning at 7:12 talking about this year's fair lineup.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be joining in the studio at 7:12 a.m. on Thursday morning. What's the future? What's next? We've still got the Street Machine Nationals coming. That was a great new addition for city funds and, the fund that comes from that. And a different animal than previously, too. So I think the people of Duke Coin welcome that change.
It's a family-based. That's a family-based event now. It's not an adult-based. And I think those people that had those cars years ago, they've grown up and they figured if I got $50,000 into a car, I'm gonna watch what I've got.
They've become purists.
Yeah, they do. I mean, Tibretta's got a tough job, and those people in Springfield that run the Department of Ag, they got a tough job. They're trying to spend pennies and trying to make millions off of that. It's a tough game. The biggest problem that I have with the state of Illinois is the disparity between the entertainment budget at Springfield and Duke Coin. That's
right.
That's my biggest thing.
I get that too. By the way, it's weird because we had that conversation yesterday among ourselves meeting.
It's tough, I just hope that the state can get it together in the next couple of years, and I hope the state fair can hold its own, and the state still wants to invest money in Duke Coin, because I mean, you know, it's an economic engine for us. I mean, you know, Duke Coin gets quite a bit from the fair, but the surrounding areas, most of your motels are in Carbondale,
right.
Marion, Mount Vernon. You know, most of your restaurants are in Carbondale, Marion, and Mount Vernon, and that's where those people gravitate to spend their money.
And if you don't believe it, go to Carbondale the weekend of Street Machine Nationals at 8 o'clock at night on a Friday.
Yeah. Duke Coin gets a share, and if Duke Coin had more motel rooms, we could get a bigger share. But the bottom line is, there's just not enough business in Duke Coin and enough activities at the fairgrounds to generate more units.
I mean, you've been working on improving, whether we talked about appearances, you know, Christmas lights or pools or whatever the case, but you're also kind of in a process, walking through a process about developing an expectation, a standard for rental properties in their inspection.
Yeah, we've had two commercial properties in the last 6 months that have failed. And I think the reason they failed is because, I don't know, it wasn't a city oversight. We don't want to be Big Brother. But by the same token, we want to make sure that our housing stock is decent, safe, and sanitary. And we're putting an inspection ordinance together for rental properties. Basically, it's going to say that, if we get a complaint from an individual or from a citizen of Duke Coin, and they think it's substandard housing, our fire department's going to go out there and make sure that the complaint's legitimate. Once we find that the complaint's legitimate, then we're going to have a housing inspection on that unit to make sure that we can bring it up to code.
Well, you have to train firemen for that ability
Do that? Our people could do that.
Yeah. I just know if you had to have special training for that. I assumed you did. I mean, state standards, and there are so many rules.
Yeah, there is. There's so many rules and regulations. But, I mean, the bottom line is that we've got to watch our housing stock.
Got to have employees, and you got to have the employees need a place to live, and then the employees need a place to get an education, and the employees need a place to get health care. Right? I mean, when you start looking at this as a deal, there are a lot of pieces for the puzzle to make things work.
And, Duke Coin's going to be a bedroom community pretty well to the Illinois 13 corridor. We know that we can attract some industry and some business, but most of the jobs are going to be down here in Carbondale, Marion, and Mount Vernon, and we're going to be a bedroom community, and we have to build ourselves around that. Carterville's been a wonderful example of a bedroom community. They don't have much industry, but look at what they've got. Of course, they are on the I-13 corridor.
Right, but you put in some new schools. People go, wait a second. Yeah. You get that interest.
That's right.
There are things changing around here. You and I have been around long enough to see it. We're seeing things change and move on the board. The important thing is now, as so many of us are looking to the state. But on the other hand, I was talking to Tom Condritz about 3 weeks ago. He says, we've got to start looking to ourselves for answers, not to Springfield.
Yeah, Southern Illinois people are pretty resilient. We have a history of taking care of our own. And I think we do better in a crisis than what they do in the northern part of the state, because we know how to take care of our own. We've done that, all of our lives.
Right.
We don't look to a lot of handouts.
Okay. Last question. How many dog treats did you have to step over to get out the door this morning to
Six.
Go to work?
Jake and Cooper are known all over Duke Coin in Southern Illinois, I can tell you that.
Two. Pig ear and a pigtail. I only had to step over two dog treats on the way out the door this morning. I hate the ones that blend in with the carpet the most.
Yeah, we've got squeaker toys and stuffed animals all over the house.
Right. I just thought I'd check. I mean, people want to know. These are the piercing questions
I understand.
That we do part of this show. Yeah. It is so good to see you again in person.
Good to see you too.
And I tell you, there's something I noticed, and I've noticed that you do a lot of outreach to the community on your personal Facebook page. It doesn't say Mayor Alonji. Mm-hmm. You say, look, we're going to have to move the graduation because of the rain. Hey, the tennis courts, the new ones are done. Here's the construction. Look at this. Please treat it, with respect. That you're always kind of out there doing outreach. You're always kind of like everything's a touchstone. It kind of reminded me of your comment about preventive maintenance. Mm-hmm. That your preventive maintenance is really about monitoring, and I see that you're monitoring and engaging almost constantly in social media.
I use Facebook to our advantage. I try not to post anything negative. Every once in a while, I'll get a negative post, but hey, that's part of social media. But I use it as informational pieces. I also promote our two dogs.
I noticed.
For the most part, I like calling out kids. graduation, sporting events.
You did for the DuQuoin track team this weekend.
You know, classroom achievements. You know, those are important things to make our students and our young people in DuQuoin feel important that they want to stay in DuQuoin.
Right.
And they're a part of our community. They're good ambassadors. Every time they put on that suit, they dribble that basketball, they throw that football or softball or baseball, they're ambassadors to the city of DuQuoin.
A good friend of mine who was a good friend of your father's, George Mace. I don't know if you remember him. Professor George Mace. He was a good friend of your father's from the SIU Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And he always talked about that, you know, a lot of things people don't get in other places of the world, but we do here, home.
Mm-hmm.
You go other places, they don't have. They got names for your house, it's your house, mm-hmm. but home is intrinsically American, he always told me. And that's what I heard when you were saying that we want you kids to know, our young people to know, this is a good place to call home.
Yeah, and we stand behind them. We're there with the good, we're there with the bad.
And nothing could be truer. An example of that, the way the DuQuoin, city of DuQuoin, backs up the Indian athletic teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I think that's one of the things, you just look in DuCoin's enthusiasm for that.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, we've got one of the best track and field, one of the best track teams around the state of Illinois. We got Taryn Mays, who, you know, was a state champion in triple jump. And this past weekend, the team finished seventh.
And there was another one.
Yeah.
Gosh, now I'm gonna, and I've got it in my notes. I just don't have it in
front
of me.
Well, I got to call out my cousin Gabby. She's quite an athlete as a freshman. She finished seventh in state and in the 800 meters, and she's going to be a wonderful athlete too. But I mean, all those kids have just done an outstanding job.
God, I hated the 800 meter. I've never been so tired in my life.
And she looks like a thoroughbred, I'll tell you.
No, man, not me. Guy Alonchi, DuQuoin Mayor. So good to see you, Chief.
Good seeing you too,
buddy. Take care of yourself,
man. Thank you.